A Pale View of Hills by Kazuo Ishiguro. Copyright 1982 by Kazuo Ishiguro. This recording of the full-length reading of A Pale View of Hills was published by arrangement with International Creative Management Incorporated and was produced in 1999 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. This book is read by Ro Kendall. Part 1. Chapter 1. Nikki, the name we finally gave my younger daughter, is not an abbreviation. It was a compromise I reached with her father, for, paradoxically, it was he who wanted to give her a Japanese name, and I, perhaps out of some selfish desire not to be reminded of the past, insisted on an English one. He finally agreed to Nikki, thinking it had some vague echo of the East about it. She came to see me earlier this year, in April, when the days were still cold and drizzly. Perhaps she had intended to stay longer, I do not know, but my country house and the quiet that surrounds it made her restless, and before long I could see she was anxious to return to her life in London. She listened impatiently to my classical records, flicked through numerous magazines. The telephone rang for her regularly, and she would stride across the carpet, her thin figure squeezed into her tight clothes, taking care to close the door behind her so I would not overhear her conversation. She left after 5 days. She did not mention Keiko until the second day. It was a grey, windy morning, and we had moved the armchairs nearer the windows to watch the rain falling on my garden. "Did you expect me to be there?" she asked.